W8FU. W8FU.
CQ from W8VIJ Echo Link Mobile.
W8CPT. NAJPP is mobile. N1KRD. W8FU. Hello, Jack. How are you, sir?
Oh, very good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I am On my way home, I'm ahead of schedule early. Got to drop off a co-worker who was no longer a co-worker. Today was his last day, and I just dropped him off at home for the last time.
Is he going to be like semi-retired or retired for good?
I think if he could find the right job, he might work a little, but I don't think he wants to work anything near. I think he wants to be mostly fully retired, and if he could do some sort of a couple of day a week thing or something, he would. He has some pretty sought after and desirable skills that a few people have already been poking and asking about, so he's got to find the right gig. You know, lets him do the kind of work he does on a contractual basis, and, you know, maybe a couple, 3 days a week at his convenience. Mostly retired.
It's good anyhow. He's got to retire. So, welcome to retirement anyhow. Which is good. Sometimes it's not good. Sometimes you got to work around and find something different or different situations.
Well, that's what he's looking for, a situation. So if he finds one, great. I don't think he cares. He wants to do some camping and he wants to enjoy retirement. So that's the primary thing. I think everything else is secondary. So, but I'm not terribly far myself. I'm just enjoying it too much, so I don't know, maybe another year or two. Have to see. I got projects I want to get going and want to see where they are. So hopefully this coming up here shortly, I'll have a few things ironed out, and a lot will have to do with projects I got to do. But I'm getting close myself, Jack. I tell you what, I turned 63 back in September. 64 this September, 65 seems like a September of next year, seems like probably a pretty good target. So I'm not saying I'm retiring then, but that's a pretty reasonable target.
Good. 65 is not bad at all, you know, but if you can take it, you might as well take it. Bring some money home. That's what I say.
Well, if I were rich like you, Jack, I would just retire today and live like a king.
That's what everybody says. Well, you know, if you're comfortable, really, that's all you need, you know. And you must have a little bit of money left on the side. And that would be okay, you know, not much really, but a little bit. But it's still, the little bit today, it does not make no sense to say not to work.
So on another note, did Linda get her call yet? Do we know what her call is?
Oh, yeah. KFHEBE.
EBE. All righty. That's not terribly hard to say. And yeah, so that works. KFHEBE. EEBE. Yeah, EBE. That won't be terribly hard, I think, to remember. Has she attempted to get on the air at all?
She probably is, because I have all her radio and ready to, you know, I have to take it to her. But she works two jobs and she keeps busy all the time with the housework and two jobs out there. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, she isn't terribly far from Phil's repeater. It's a little sickly right now, but she should be able to work that one pretty easy. And so I look forward to welcoming her to the service. So good deal. Tell her congratulations for me.
And I will do that. I will tell her congratulations from you, no problem at all. I just have to take her radios because I got all her radios, you know, programmed already. And I just got to take it to her so she can keep going.
Roger that. All righty, Jack, I am not terribly far from the house here. And I'm going to, No, it ain't. Okay. I've got to check in on something, and then I'll be home. So we'll catch you in a little bit. W8FU.
John, good talking to you. We'll see you tomorrow morning anyhow. And have a good day. W8FU, KSA, DRC.
KF8DRC, KE8WOJ. Jack, you still out there? Nope, it's some KE8WOJ clear.
W3LNS, W4XED. W4XED. W4XED standing by. W3LNS, W4XED.
Hey, W4XED, this is W3LNS.
I got you. I called about 10 minutes ago. I'm about 10 minutes away.
Oh, I was out getting the mail, so I didn't even turn the radio on yet, and then I was out watering all the flowers.
Did we get anything good?
Junk mail. That's all we ever get.
I was really hoping for that letter from Ed McMahon, our publisher's clearinghouse. Oh, well.
Dream on. I guess I'll have to wait a little longer. I didn't make dinner, so if you want to figure out when we get home, when you get home, 88.
Copy that. Okay, see you in a bit. W3LNS, W4XED, 88.
W3LNS, out.
NHKFPD.
NX8X from W8FU.
I don't think that's a thing yet.
No, I I don't either, but I can say anything I want as long as I get my call right.
Yeah, that's true. The 13th, I thought, was the day. There were two of them. The one that is kind of a tongue twister, and that one. So we shall see. How was the retirement event today?
You know, for something we just kind of tossed together and, wasn't supposed to be, you know, anything big. It was great. We had a good crew, good combination of, old workers, old guys that already retired guys that came in to see them, and some of the best people that could have possibly been, came and said bye, and it went really, really well. We don't do big, official retirement things or anything like that, but this worked out real good. I brought in some, in the morning, I brought in donuts and bagels and cream cheese and coffee and stuff, and as people rolled in early, we were just doing that, and then we had lunch, we had some stuff brought in for that, and people were hanging out, kibitzing and BSing, and all in all, just a very good, small little, send-off. And I dropped them off a couple hours ago, a couple hours ago, for the last time, getting dropped off from work. And so now, from here on out, we'll see him when he's playing radio.
There you go. Hopefully he'll come by and help the ARPSC thing out once in a while. Hopefully that'll be good. If not, I understand. The problem is they don't make them like that anymore. You know it, and I know it.
Yep, that's a thing. So, anywho, I hope that he'll want to get involved with the other. So he may be right back in there. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to probably after lunch or after breakfast. I'm probably going to go monkey. I'm going to try to get the 675 back online, and maybe both. If I'm real lucky and things go really well, maybe I get both knocked out. Get the 0125 on the air. That would be sweet.
Well, I am available all day tomorrow. I found out today that she's going with her daughters to do some flower festival. And she asked if I wanted to go. Guess what my answer was?
I'm so glad you asked. I thought you would never ask. This is probably the greatest day of my life after our wedding, honey. And thank you. Did I pretty much paraphrase?
Yeah, but you forgot the part how she can spend time with her daughters alone. I added that in there, too. And I know she can't hear me today because she's at her old house hanging things up. So I know there's some damn video there, so I'm in the clear this time, unless somebody squeals on me. The squealer!
I was going to say, there's the squealer. Anyhow, yeah, so, it would be obvious we're joking around, so... Yeah, look at all these X's. W8XB, W8XL, W8XX, W8XX. Wow, that's kind of cool. Yeah, there it is right there. Clicky. Let's go down here. Do. And 13. So, ooh, getting close. Hello, Tom.
Hello to the both of you. I'm not going to squeal on anybody. I'm sitting in Marine City. I just got ice cream, picked up some chocolate dip pretzels for the other half. She's with her mother somewhere in Clinton Township, so I'm just enjoying the water right now.
Very good. Let's see if I got it. I think I do. I do. John, you see the other one that was available there? A-H-F-U, or A, wait, A,
FAU. AHFU. That one was available. No, wait a minute. A was in the middle. AFAU. That was it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it. There you go. Hey, here we go. We got to get a hold of Phil. Looks like K8TR is coming up. And W8TR is coming up. Wow. He's got a double shot.
Oh, Phil, we're talking about you. Go ahead, Tom.
I am wide open tomorrow as well. Wife and daughter are going to Charlevoix for a book fair, so I'm open to meet me somewhere.
Why don't you meet me at my office at 7:35, and we can go to the club that's not a club breakfast. Go ahead, John.
There we go. Yeah. So, good. I can maybe, if I got the connectors, I can have you whip up a 30-foot, 15-pin extension. I don't know if, and then if we go to the, well, I don't want to jump to any. I got plenty of work to do on the two repeaters. But, you know, if things go really, really well, which they never do, but if they do, you know, could make a visit to the site. I need a 30-foot, 15-pin extension for the Warren site to get the GPS puck ran correctly. It's fine the way it is, but I need to get it ran up through the ice bridge and, well, the ladder, the cable ladder, and out properly. And then we need a much longer one at the other location. And that one, if I knew the length, we could make it up in advance, but I don't. So probably just do up one end and then pull it. But that's going to involve ladders and all sorts of other stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what all will get done. But like I said, I want to at least try to get the repeaters done, because once they're done, it's easy peasy to deploy them.
Yeah, I'll buzz down to County Line tomorrow morning. I'm not sure when they're leaving, but get my happy ass up early and shoot over to Wally's shop and then meet up with them, and then we'll do the one thing, and then we'll do the other thing to get to take care of the other thing.
Okay, then I'll meet at my office at 7:35, and that'll give us plenty of time to get there. Get there early, we can get good seats.
Well, I'll listen for you. Try to time it so that if so we get there about the same time, then that way we can, whatever the seating situation is, we have to wander off and grab a separate table for the overfill, then we'll all be in the same boat instead of playing musical chairs. There you go, Tom.
That's the one that I am sitting on. And sounds very clear. That's what I'm right here at the water by the Ruby Era restaurant. I can pick up some ice cream. And a sweet tooth going.
This is weird, Sean. This Richmond repeater is hearing better than it's talking.
I don't know, what do you mean it's working better than it's talking? How are you hearing it?
Well, Warren and Richmond are next to each other, so when I'm talking to you on the Richmond, but when I'm listening on the Warren. So, what my untechnical point was is that Richmond is hearing better than it's transmitting. And Tom said, I hear you, and I don't know what he meant by that. Go ahead, Tom.
Thought you're having issues hearing me over here, that's all. I'm hearing you both. I mean, there's a little choppy here and there, but I said I'm probably right on the outer banks of this thing.
All right, well, hold on. Don't drop a nugget like that without clarification. So let's just focus on the Richmond. How are you hearing the Richmond? Let's not talk about how it compares. That's not a really a valid test. How are you hearing it, just subjectively?
Subjectively, there was more popcorn. It's better now because I'm traveling east at a higher rate of speed, and I'm almost to Gratiot in 26. But there for a while, I was hearing, let's say, west of the train track, I was hearing the Warren repeater better than I was hearing the Richmond repeater. But when I was talking back to you, you were saying that my signal went to hell. So I started transmitting on the Richmond repeater and listening on the Warren repeater. So it was only that 2 or 3 mile stretch. I don't know if it needs any super duper investigation. I just thought, you know, and it's just me, so I now know that. NAKBP. Go ahead, Sean.
No, again, I reiterate, we don't care about the 2.6 in this scenario. A repeater talking better than it's hearing or hearing better than it's talking is about symmetrical. It's about, you know, I'm hearing it with a little popcorn and I'm getting in with a little popcorn. That's good symmetry, right? Good balance between input and output. You know, that depends on what you're running, of course. The repeater is 100 watts and your mobile is, you know, 5, then you got to take that into account as well. But you know, how it compares to the 2.6 is neither here nor there. What does matter is the balance between what you're hearing from Warren. If you're hearing the Warren rock solid up there, but you are very noisy, then there is a balance issue there. But how they compare to each other is neither here nor there. So that's all I was trying to say. In order for me to decide whether Richmond hears better than a transmit, we have to know how the transmit to your ears compares to what we're hearing of you getting in, and then take into account your power level, antenna, things like that.
My XPR, 45 watts, with just a quarter wave magnetic mount antenna, but I probably should check the antenna, and I probably should put some sort of gain antenna on the roof, but if you want what I think was happening, I think it was hearing better than I was hearing it. It was hearing me better than I was hearing it. Unofficial assessment. That's kind of my best way to say it. NAKPP. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, that could be. It does talk really well, so I don't know. But what I do know is the 2.6, I suspect the 2.6 receiver needs a little attention. I've had multiple reports that it's not hearing as well as it could, so that could be what's going on there. You could have just been in an area where the 2.6 is just supposed to be better, but the receiver being a little off on that one was not compensating. So again, like I said, the two machines, I'm curious how symmetrical they are. If you're running 45 watts, and the antenna again doesn't matter because that's gonna affect what you hear and what you transmit. 45 watts, that's a 100 watt transmitter up there. After it goes through the duplexes and everything, you're probably awash. So you should be sounding about the same as you're hearing on the Richmond. If everything were symmetrical or we had good balance going on there, just FYI, with what you're running and all that stuff. So I do believe there's maybe a little something going on with the 2.6 receiver. Phil was out in Livonia and Redford the other day, and he was unreadable. He was up in Pontiac where he's been better, where I've been better, and that he wasn't doing great. Might be something going on there. Whatever, we're beating the hell out of it. It's really not that critical. Tom?
Yeah, I had a little bit of crackling going on where I'm at. But you guys are coming in rock solid.
Yeah, I'm out of Washington Street right now heading towards my house, towards basically downtown. Lots and lots of traffic today. I think everybody heard the whistle and everybody hit the road at the same time. This is the heaviest I've seen in a long time, but the weather has broken finally and things look good. So I'll talk to you in the morning, Mr. Tom, for sure, about 7:35. We'll meet at the office and then we can carpool down together. I'll drive. It won't be a problem. I'll bring the white truck, and we can chat there. So, but other than that, not too much. I think I'm going to say goodbye because I'm running out of things to talk about. So, Sean, over to you, then to Tom, NAKPP.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello. Well, I heard you in there. I'm sitting here working on a couple of things myself, and going to figure out what dinner is tonight. I got leftovers from yesterday, so I'm all set. I think Andrea does as well, so I think we're pretty good rummaging through the fridge for leftovers. We'll have to see, but it's about that time where we make those decisions. I'll talk to everybody in the morning, and if I don't talk to you again tonight, but I'll probably talk to you before tonight's over. W8FU, Tom.
Hey, guys, I will see you in the morning. I'm over here by the EHR and the power plant, so I know there's going to be a little bit of static. But, I'll have a good evening, and we will check that KJO.
That ain't DBF. Finally rolling out of work. What about you?
I got done about 4:30-ish. Actually about 4-ish, and then I got down to Marine City for ice cream. And I'm heading back up homeward bound.
I could have left about 2 hours ago, but finally rolling out, but ice cream sounds damn good right about now.
Yeah, it was kind of a half-assed day, I guess you could say, and started early, got done early, and, I didn't want to get home just yet. I'll say it is craving for ice cream, so lo and behold, went to that sweet tooth there.
Contemplate
antenna. This morning I took it off at the car wash and realized it's SO239. So I took off the whole mount and I couldn't get it back to how I had it because I didn't have the right tools. I just had a screwdriver and it's only clamped on one side, so I'm hoping it makes it home.
Drive very carefully.
All because I wanted to go through the car wash that wasn't touchless. I wanted to actually clean my truck. I haven't washed it in a while. So I went through there and had to do that, and now it's all jacked up. So I'm going to go home, fix that, drink beer in the driveway.
Well, it's a halfway decent day to do it.
I was wearing a light windbreaker, and I just took it off because it's 74.
My truck says 62, so one of them is higher as a kite.
Mine has been baking in the sun, so it's probably off. My watch says 64.
There you go, that sounds better. Yeah, I'm 63, so that's about right. I'm going up here in St. Clair. I think I'm in Captain Don's area here somewhere.
You still sound good.
8.1 miles before I get to Dolan Road off of Rattle Run. Rattle Run's like right at my back door of Memphis kind of thing.
You got any plans for the weekend or are you just laying low?
My wife and daughter are going to Charlevoix tomorrow for a book fair that my daughter wants to go to. My wife's never been up in that area, so she's going with her. I am going to meet up with Wally in the morning, and we're going to do some radio stuff with Sean, and then try to sleep the rest of the day.
Kind of my plan, hang out, play radio. That's about it. I don't know what else I'm going to do this weekend, but as long as it stays nice, I'll be happy.
I'll probably try to get some paperwork done and for some other stuff. I think I got my meeting next Wednesday, so I probably have a packet sitting in my front door right now.
For the village or city or whatever?
Yes, for my meeting next Wednesday. They hand deliver it, the police do hand deliver it. And they usually shove it underneath my front door into the the cover porch or whatever. Yeah, they push it in there and I grab it.
Speaking of paperwork, how long until I get my quote?
I believe he called me today on it. Finally, he's going to be pushing that out probably. If he didn't do it tonight, he'll do it in the morning on Monday. He can take a look at it.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm trying to budget for that, and I need to know what I'm working with.
Yeah, I think the price isn't too shabby, so I think it's pretty much workable in your budget. I'm not sure what your cap is, but what he told me, it's pretty good.
Good deal. I'm looking forward to it. I need to get that under wraps here. But I don't know what my cap is either. It kind of depends on what else we got going on. And I know we've got a lot of stuff starting up right now. So if it doesn't get done right away, don't take offense to it. It'll just be postponed.
Oh, that's understandable, but I don't want to, he told me a number, but I don't want to throw it out here and else have it be wrong, and else he'd be like, what? I thought you said it was this. I mean, it's all him. I just think a very, very small percentage if everything all goes through to the lead.
Is it over or under the ballpark that you gave me?
What did I give you?
He's ballparking me around 50.
That sounds about right.
Kind of what I was expecting, so we'll see what happens. It's not up to me, unfortunately. It's not my money. It's technically not even my budget, so I gotta figure out how I'm gonna sell it, because I need to get it done, and I don't know when they're gonna do it.
Like I said, when it happens, if it happens, I'm gonna be the main player coming out there after it's completed.
Yeah, that would be ideal, and I could probably save you the majority of the trips too, just by saying, hey, this is what's going on, what do I need to do?
Absolutely. I got quite a few that do that. They call me and say, hey, I got a question on this, and I can usually walk them through it, nice and easy. Other times, if you got a service agreement or whatever, I'm like, make one up, I'll come out, and if it's something dumb, you know, I usually don't throw any T&M on there if it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes. As long as it's not outright abuse, I don't care. I'm not going to, you know, write any paperwork for anything like that.
Well, I know we appreciate that. And like I said, we try to be as self-sufficient as we can be without bugging people. We got vendors for everything, and I hate calling them out if it's something I can do, you know, if they say, hey, do this. So, cool. Well, yeah, I look forward to getting that, and I'll move it along and do what I can do, but like I said, it's not my call. I'm just doing the due diligence and my recommendation.
Absolutely, and you already met the other guy that'll be taking care of it also when I'm out.
The big dude?
Yeah, Brad, yeah. He and I've worked together for over 25 years. So, he's right next to me. He's CCTV, and I'm the card reader dude. But very knowledgeable in both fields.
All right, good. I like when I got a deep roster to work with here instead of one guy that knows how stuff works.
Yep, we're the two main players, and we've been called out to other districts in the state to tackle some dumpster fires here and there, so we're always doing something somewhere for someone.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, we spent 2 days at Petoskey after that ice storm over at the big building right there off the lake, or off the bay, and out in 30-mile-an-hour winds and 30, 40-degree weather, freezing our gear ears off to find out that have bad conduit and bad wiring.
I remember you telling me that. Did they ever get the new run situated?
I believe so, but he and I are not going to be doing that. That's too much time out there. We need to get rid of all that, what plum in a pipe needs to be outdoor rated PVC.
Yeah, you said it was just regular plenum, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was old plenum, too. I mean, you twist it, and that stuff just crumbles in your hands like sand. So we said, this is what your problem is. This is what we found. We got one camera working. It's doing fine. But you seriously need to do something about all that conduit that's been out there and getting washed with spray and whatever else. So it's gone to either sales or it's gone up the chain a little bit.
ADDF. It's amazing that guys do installs like that. I came across it the other day. I had just regular old Cat 5E Actually, no. Yeah, it was 5E. Just regular old 5E, just exposed to the elements. There's a junction box there, but they didn't mount the camera on the junction box, so they had about 8 inches of just exposed indoor cat just in the elements, and wondered why the camera stopped working.
That old saying, the stupid is, the stupid does. It's basically, I think this was like another company was there. We took over this account, so whoever put it out there really kicked it out really bad, and we're now fixing those problems. KCKDO Friday.
Yep, they want to cut corners, save money. I mean, I know that the outdoor rated stuff is usually double the price, but I don't know. Do you blame them? It's been how long, and they haven't had to go back and fix it. Now it's not their problem.
Yeah, it doesn't look like this was the first time that it was repaired, because there was other cables in that parking deck in that electrical room that were cut. He says, oh yeah, these are bad. Now we got these ones ran, blah, blah, blah. They did run directorial Cat 5, so we're good there. So there's a possibility of doing IP out there. Right now, we're just going to use the Cat 5 that we have and put balance on it and do BNC to Cat 5 for the interim, just to get them up and running everything. And then when they find new stuff, we got the equipment already in there.
Did you just say BNC to Cat 5?
I'll be on that one. Say that again.
I asked if you said BNC to Cat 5.
Yeah, they're analog domes that are underneath, attached to a handy box with a pipe going out, tail pipe for one of them, and then the far one is all just pipe, all conduit. And, yeah, it's a analog camera with a BNC, and then you get a BNC that connects to, it's called a balun. It converts it from a BNC to a two-wire, and then runs it into the building.
I missed the balun part. I was like, how does that work? Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, how do you terminate that? Speaking of terminating, is BNC hard to do? Because I just bought some crimpers that conveniently, I don't know what they're going to do. Oh, wait, hold on, I got a thing. Yeah, no, those BNC doesn't matter what size cable it is. So, yeah, is it hard to do?
BNCs, you want to do twist-ons or compression fittings. You don't want to use those crimp fittings where you put the center conductor in the BNC and then you put the little cap on it and then you squish it with crimpers. They never work properly. So the best way to do it is with a compression fitting or with a either an RG6 or an RG59 twist-on.
get them.
KBB. Really?